forbidden to enter into. It now became a threshold that came an entrance unto a brand new day. If you go back to the Old Testament times, the times of the tabernacle, unless you're of the priesthood, the high priesthood, and the priests of the Levites, you could walk around and you couldn't walk into where the tabernacle was in operation, where things of God got happened at the altar and the laver, and no way could you walk into the holies of holies. But the Bible says that now we can walk boldly before that throne of grace. Today, we have that opportunity, you see. No, you can't go in there. You Gentile, is that what you are, Gentile? You can't go in there. You're not the chosen one. But now we're engrafted. We have been made part of and formed part of that root and that branch. And that door that was forbidden is now open. And here stands a threshold. You could walk right in there. You can come right before God's throne of grace. And you could seek from God what it is that you want directly and in purpose from Him. So it was to be from that moment on in the lives of people just like you and I that the pendulum would start to swing. Anybody know? We have a grandfather clock that we were blessed with many years ago. And you could watch and you put brand new batteries in and the pendulum just starts to swing. It's a fake pendulum, but it still swings. It makes it look like a real nice grandfather clock. And so here goes the pendulum. And many years ago, that pendulum started to go back and forth. And that momentum began to go. As the calling of God began to enter into the minds, into the hearts of all who would give their ear to their Creator. You want to come? Follow me. You want me to change you? Then follow me. Do you want to come? And the multitude and the masses and the people would come. Looking at the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through the verse 30. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through verse 30. Here you find where Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And the pendulum swung back to this people, to that people, to all people, to whosoever will would come. Come and drink of the waters of life freely. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. For 3.5 years, it was Jesus who walked among the people of his day. And it was Jesus who raised the dead. He caused the blind to see. It was Jesus who opened up the ears of the deaf. And who miracle after miracle changed not only just the course, but the impending destiny of all whom Jesus touched. Every life that came into contact with him changed. And so it was on that day after Jesus' death, his burial and resurrection, when Jesus stood and he addressed the multitude that were before him about what was going to happen when he was gone. And when he, Jesus, had spoken these things, to them, the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 9 that while they beheld, he, Jesus, was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. And it was from here that the focus and the intent of my message thought to you comes from. 400 years of silence. The coming of John the Baptist, the entering in and the ushering in of Jesus' earthly ministry. Right up until the birth of the church. And since that time, there was a momentum started. Things had begun to happen. Lives were being changed. People were turning their lives back to God. And just prior to God pouring out upon the 120 in the upper room, his Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, in essence, there they stood. They just stood there. They just stopped. They were frozen, maybe you could say, or maybe they were suspended in their purpose. They were shocked. He's gone. The disciples, that they were commissioned to go and tarry until they were endued with this power from on high. Jesus' ministry had not and was not going to stop with his ascending up to heaven. No, it was for then, it was to continue. But in light of the shock of seeing Jesus ascending up, there they stood. Hang on. And as it was they who were stood there, two men in white apparel, the Bible says, called out to them, "What are you just standing there for? Gazing up into heaven." In other words, don't stay where you are. I have to. I'm sorry. Don't just stay there. Don't just get into conversation while I'm preaching. Listen. Don't stay there. What are you guys just standing there for? Well, didn't you see? Didn't you see? He just laughed. What did he tell you to do? He told you to go to that upper room. To do what? To tarry until. Sometimes I feel that what happens, we come to church and I want God. You hear me? I want God. I want God to minister to me. I want God to touch me. You see, today I'm really hurting. You know what? I'm sick. I'm tired. Maybe I'm in the throes of an addiction. Maybe I look at all you beautiful people all dressed up nice, and inside my heart I just feel unworthy even to be in the congregation among you. And so you come, and God begins to beckon you, and the songs go, and they reach, where do they reach? Right into your heart. They begin to grip you, and you begin to feel something maybe you haven't felt. And well, whether you've been coming to the church for a week, a month, a year, or years, here it is, God's grabbing you. And there you stop. And unbeknown to you, there's a nail-scarred hand that begins to reach out to you. Come. Don't stay there. Don't stop now. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands. And suddenly, it's like a Shekinah glory of God. That Spirit of God begins to move, and the shivers just went down my backbone. What is this I feel? Don't stop. Another step. Keep that momentum going. You came, didn't you? You're here. You want God, right? You're looking for me to touch you. And the pendulum swings. And you know the funny thing about a pendulum? It goes back and forth. One side to the other. You don't want it? They might. They want it? You want it. We want it. We'll get it. He's here for me. He's here for you. He's not a respecter of persons. He respects my desire. You see, I'm hungrier than you. I want God more than you. So I'm going to get his attention. That momentum in my life will get more and more involved. And as it swings, I'll grab a hold of his hands. Starting in the book of Acts chapter 2, the church was born. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, was now set to be preached. And then in the then known world, as a result of the day of Pentecost, you'll read where thousands of souls were saved, and it was the church that exploded. I don't know about you, Brother Chad, I tell you, 3,000 souls in one day. I thought I have an arm problem with my elbow, you know, tore my tendon. I wouldn't have a tendon. I just have to drop it. I get everybody to help me baptize. 3,000. And then a few days later, 5,000. The church exploded. Amen. Into a great and an ingathering of countless souls is a motion, as a momentum that had been set. The momentum that happened back in that day is that same momentum that we as a people of God have a mandate to keep it going. Keep proclaiming. Keep reaching out. Keep walking as a witness. Keep being a light in that darkened world. Keep it moving. What's different about you? I'm in a momentum. I've got the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. Walk in the momentum, and they walk with you, and they begin to feel what you feel. Amen. Keep it going. I believe that we, the church, we have been passed the baton. It's in our hands. And what matters most is nothing other than the force of this momentum is what continues to affect all who desire, like we had to experience, all that God in His love for souls offers them as He did us. You have the same right to have what I have, to feel what I feel, to get what I got. Last week I spoke to you of how in some ways the church world, and even in some respects it concerns to us at this time, that we're in a drought. A drought wherein there lies a lack of a falling of rain, that spiritual rain. I had to talk to God after I got our service. I mean, it poured like crazy. There was rain. We were just drenched, getting soaked. I said, God, I'm not talking about that rain. I'm talking about the spiritual rain. And today, the message that I want to seek to bring to you is one that I want to use as a catalyst, is for all of us to wake up to the fact that now, right now, as the iron and the fires of God remain hot within our souls, we determine at all costs to keep that momentum going. Anybody like what you felt last week? I'm still not over it. I still like what I felt last week. I still like that move of God that we have. I mean, we had people at the altar, people were crying, people were praying. And God was moving.
And there was good, just like, put it, let it rain.
Let it rain. And yet today, okay, it's a week gone past. All right, did I forget what I preached on? I'm not sure. He preached on the platform. But today, here's the catalyst, church. Let's keep it going. Don't stop it. If you're dry and barren and thirsty in a land without God, ask for God. Amen. Get that moment. God, today I'm going to pray more. Today I'm going to seek you more. I'm going to open up my heart, my mind, my soul. I'm going to sit next to somebody who wants what I got, because maybe they got something I don't got. The momentum keeps going. Well, how do we keep the momentum going, preacher? I'll tell you.
Thank you for asking.
Through focused prayer. Here's one for you. I woke up and I got this. I've learned over the years, sometimes I get into a lot of trouble if I get too lazy. You know, you get tired, you wake up middle of the night, and God just kind of puts a thought in your mind. So I got into a habit. I'd say it like 5 or 10 times, you know. And I figured, well, by that I'd be committed to memory. I'd wake up in the morning and there it would be. And it was gone. And so I got into a habit of sending myself a text. If I didn't want to go to bed. But this night, you know, we're tired, and my wife, she was really weary, and she finally fell asleep, and she hadn't been getting lots of sleep. And I thought, what is she going to say? Hey, Siri. What are you doing texting at 2 o'clock in the morning? Just go to sleep. So I said it 20 times, and I went to listen to this. We have focused prayer. Ready? You ready? Ready? How about unbridled worship? What is unbridled? It's uninhibited. It is unstoppable. Let me tell you something, honey. You want to see the miraculous? You want to experience a mighty outpouring of the Spirit of God in your life? Get unbridled in your worship.
God, speak to my soul.
And as the church worships Him, and that move and that flow of the Holy Ghost, and it affects people, and it touches their life. I've seen it in camp meetings. I've seen it in different style meetings. I'll tell you what, we were in a church service one time in our home church in Kelowna. And you know what? They're not exclusive. Catch this. Unbridled worship. That's where we are right now. Unbridled worship. Focused prayer. Unbridled worship. And as the church began to pray, there was a segment of the church. Always happens to be that way sometimes. I don't know why. And there was a segment of the church that were getting in, getting on, getting with it before they got run over. I mean, they were praying. They're praying the glory down. They're praying that the Holy Ghost would just pour out. And here we are. And some people and they're dancing and running. And there's some people on the other side of the church. And they're looking over at all these wackos. What are you doing? You don't even act like that in the ball field. We were getting with it, and there was this backslid boy. I'll never forget it for as long as I live. And, you know, even in the spirit, you know, you get a little bit fleshy, and so you watch. And I was looking around, and there's this backslid boy. He was right in it, and there was, I think it was his sister was right in front of him. We're just out in the aisles. We're all praying. And, I mean, God, ladies and gentlemen, God was so thick. Scrape him with a knife. And this boy, he was deciding to pray, and I think he was sitting down. And he was about 6'4", and he's probably about 200 pounds, and he was a big boy, and yet he was without God at that time, but he decided to show up for church, so he sat in his chair, and people were with him, and they're praying with him. Suddenly that boy stood up just like he was coming unglued, unbridled worship, uninhibited, who cares? And he stood up, and this lady, wow! She spun around like a top, and people, and the Holy Ghost took off! And now this side of the church is going to get into what's happening on that side of the church. They couldn't. The moving of God. God inhabits the praises of his people. How do we get momentum going? We do it through spirit of expectancy by having a now faith in God as that pendulum swings. Hey, brother, what do you think God's going to do today? Hey, sis, what do you think is going to happen today? Who's going to get the Holy Ghost? Maybe God will heal somebody. You know what? Maybe that soul will come back. Maybe a stranger will walk in the doors as a sinner and leave as a saint of God, buried with him by baptism. And the pendulum, I'm watching. I'm expecting. We don't come to church going, I hope it's not too long. I hope he's not long-winded. The momentum of the church will keep it going. Pray. Worship. I don't know about you, but during song service, not because I'm up here singing, that Holy Ghost was as thick on the ground, honey. If you didn't feel it, I'm sorry. I really felt it. So I guess what I'm saying to all of us, to those in the church, to those of you coming into the church, to those of you now seek for the infilling of the Spirit of God in your life, for those who want to experience or desire to experience or to continue to experience what? Pentecost, the new birth, the rebirth in their families, in their city, and throughout our known world, is for us to keep the momentum going. Where are you going today? Church. I go to the gas station and they say to me, so, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm going to church. Oh, you go to church. Well, what church do you go to? I'm not telling you. Anyhow, I go to church. Well, what do you do at church? I preach. You preach. Well, what else happens? We worship. And we sing, and people get together, and we're a big family. And watch it, you watching? My arm's gonna fall off. And the momentum goes. Can I come to your church? I went around the bank. Okay, I don't want you to think that fossil here isn't doing anything. I took this. I'm not even youth in a youth night. That's why I figure I can be invited to come along, even though I might not skate. I'll come to the youth service. I went to this one bank, and I took a bunch of invites. I put their names on it, and I said, would you hand this out to this person, this person, this person? And I went to the next bank, because I have a few banks to deal with, and I took a few more of these. And I said, give this to her, give that to that one over there, and give that one to that one over there. And this one lady, she pulls out, this teller, she pulls out, she just got married, bring your husband, bring your kids. And so she pulls out her calendar and she says, I'm off that day. A lady at the credit union, she's sitting behind the till, like the little invite place, and she gets one. That's my birthday. I said, come celebrate with us. And the momentum goes. And so what we do, I got something that you ain't got. I got something that you need. I got something you probably want. You know what? You want the best birthday present in the whole wide world? How would you like to speak in an unknown tongue as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance? How would you like to go down in water baptism in Jesus' name and rise to walk in newness of life? Keeping the momentum going. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same when, yesterday, today, and forever. Do you know that includes that Jesus' promises are the same. His healing power is the same. Salvation is the same. The miraculous is the same. And at the turn of the century, remember way back when, Azusa Street, when the Holy Ghost got poured out? To this day. It was poured out then in Azusa Street, and it's being poured out in the city of Williams Lake today. That baton is passed. What is that glow on your face? How come you look so different? Do you know Jesus? Yeah. Well, how do you know him? I died with him. I was buried with him. I rose with him. He comes home to my house. Jesus comes home to your house. Nevaeh, can you believe that? He comes home to my house. You want to take him home today? Scaring her half to death. Anyhow, you can take him home. You can have it today. Little girls, even with your dollies and your cups, you can have God today. God will change your life. You'll grow up as strong, Holy Ghost filled, little girls, young boys. I got a whole bunch of girls here, so I got to be more proactive to the girls here. And older people like you and me. And me. That's the fastest way to miss getting punched in the nose. Include yourself. Momentum, church. You see, if the force of momentum is going to continue to touch lives, including ours, don't miss this. Touch them. Touch me. Because when he touches me, what does the Bible say? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, this spake he of the Spirit, which they have not received. They hadn't had the Holy Ghost because he wasn't giving it. He's talking, I'm going to pour it out on you. And when it's poured out, could you imagine tomorrow morning or afternoon, whenever you start your work, ladies and gentlemen, hey, how you doing? Oh, good to see you. Oh, good morning. Mr. Wilson, great. What are we doing today? We've got 14 tests and 9 chapters to study in the next hour and a half. Awesome, Mr. Wilson. I'm so happy. I'm going to do that. Okay. What happened to you? Hell, I was at Joel's place last night. You ever been to Joel's? I've been there. Yeah, 228. With stammering lips and another tongue, shall he speak to this people? See, this is the rest. Well, if he causes the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. You ready? You ready, ladies? If I'm going to keep that momentum going, I want to touch his life, her life, their life, your life. I don't come to preach to me. I come to preach to us. It includes me, you know. Okay, they left. Anyhow, we're all in this together. So what happens is it affects me. It affects you. It affects them. It affects us. It affects we. And the church comes in and we are just one revving up, power-filled, Holy Ghost-anointed people of God, and the pastor don't even get to finish his message because the Holy Ghost moves and everybody falls out. Hey, what are you doing, church? We're swinging the pendulum. We're keeping it going. Wow. Mark 16:15, second portion, got to hurry up. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know this includes your world, your circle of friends, your family, those whom you know. Hey, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? What would happen? Could you imagine you pull into one of your sites, whatever you're doing with the fuel, and the guy walks out, hey, how you doing there, Chad? I'm doing great. You? Yeah. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I'm out here with Chad. I think he's flipped. He wants to know if I got the Holy Ghost. If you don't have what I have, if you've not experienced what I've experienced, then all I can say is you're missing out. And the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they, church, you ready? You should open your Bibles. I know they're all sitting next to you. Maybe some of you, and some of you are, thank you very much. 242, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking bread and in prayers. Verse 44, and all that believed were what? Together, and they had all things common. All right, let's go on. How about 47, second portion? And the Lord, what did he do? He added to the church daily such as should be saved. Wow. And he kept the momentum going. You see, and it's going to be, listen to this, don't miss this, with whatever force of momentum that you choose to take upon yourself, it's going to be with whatever force of momentum that we as a church take on ourselves, how that God in response will respond to us. What will God do to us? You want me here? Worship me. You want me here? Praise me. You want me here? Get rid of all the isms and schisms and all the little divisions and come together in a power of unity. There's nothing more powerful than a unified body of believers. Let me tell you, that momentum will go. You talking about my brother? Don't. You talking about my sister? You better not be talking about my pastor. I didn't. Why are you swinging your arm like that? Because it goes left and it goes right. Power moving. You want God to move? We don't have to put on a show. We just have to open those windows of heaven. And God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. You see, it is God who calls for all of us, for you to keep going, to keep moving. What? To never stop growing. I have, but that's in a good thing. Anyhow, not to allow the flow of the Holy Ghost nor the moving of the Spirit of God to cease or subside. Too many times, I've seen this. I've been in church for a couple of weeks now. 37 years in November. He's going to preach now. We already sang. Did pre-service prayer. He took up the offering. What else did he want? Go ahead. I got Denny's waiting on me, buddy. Don't get in the way. We kind of slow. You see, we don't need frivolity and foolishness. I'm not saying that. You know what we need? I want to feel, wow, I just walked by you and, man, what is that? This is that. This is that. When we're in the church, we just can't go to sleep. We cannot be distracted. I got to stay focused, purpose, driven. I want to see what God's going to do. And in that whole time, as you look around and you're seeing people in the church, you know, they come to church all the time, happy that they're here. Look to see who's going to get the Holy Ghost. Look who maybe needs a healing. Hone in on them. Be sensitive in the Spirit of God and watch what happened. Listen to this, church. The church was born in the fire. Over the years, the church has been tried by fire. And the reason there still exists a church today is because people are willing to come through the fire to determine to keep that momentum going, to keep it moving. They were purpose, focus, intent, fervent, effectual, and they were moving. You're not burning us out. You can't shut. The Bible says that the gates of hell can't prevail against the church. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the head, the chief cornerstone, the main part of us, the greatest of all great, the name above all names, as we sang today, helps us to keep that momentum going. Turn it on. So if you're here today, you need to experience Pentecost. Pardon me. If you've come in search of being filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire, then I want you to know that the will of God, through the power of God that comes down from on high, is going to be God, if you're ready to receive it, who pour it upon you, His Spirit and His power, because there's going to come a time in your life and in your everyday living, once He does, what you do from that day on, as you keep the momentum going. It drives me crazy. I know we got some little quirks in our lives. What drives me crazy is I come into the house and I walk upstairs. Right, Abby? Yeah. And the pendulum is just like this. It drives me nuts. And I sit there, paraphrasing, I wonder if it bothers God sometimes when He walks into the church and there the pendulum sits. So in comes brother so-and-so, in comes sister so-and-so. You know what they do? They just smack the pendulum. You ever hit a pendulum before? Even without bad batteries, Brother Chad. Tell you what, hit the pendulum. You know what it does? It comes back. And it comes back. And as it's doing that, I go get new batteries. You know what the church does? We pray. And we fast. And we talk to God. And we worship. And that pendulum suddenly starts moving on its own. And you come into church and we're just like, we're moving in the Holy Ghost. And the power of God is falling. And the people are responding. And the Holy Ghost begins to move. And that Spirit of God just comes on you. And you get going healed. And you get and you start talking in tongues. We keep that momentum going. Quickly. Ecclesiastes 9:11. I've only got 75 more pages left. Right. A return, the Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. A return, and they saw unto the sun, ready, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Well, it's happening down on the coast. It's happening up north. It's happening over in the Athabasca. It's happening down in Alabama. Yeah? It's happening here in Williams Lake. I got half of them with me. I just got to get the rest of them. It's happening here in your life. It's happening here in my life. We come to church and testimony servants isn't what the devil, how he beat you up, but it's what God did. You're in the grocery store. You're down the aisle and there you are praying some lady through to the Holy Ghost. And there you are. You're back in the meat department and the guy's getting some fresh steak and he starts talking in tongues when you lay your hands on him. Another one gets up out of a wheelchair and shows up Sunday morning. Wouldn't that just blow you away? As a message to all who choose to keep the momentum going, the Apostle Paul declares in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 38. Romans 8, 38. Nothing other than the declaration that says, I am persuaded. I believe the Apostle Paul, having received his conversion on the road to Damascus, he began to understand one really important thing, the importance of momentum. In the days of our world, as they grow darker, it is the light in the church that needs to shine brighter. It's the power, the momentum of the Spirit of God in our midst that's going to allow we as a church, we as a people of God, to be the ones to experience the greatest of end time revival and the ingathering as souls. As long as, yep, you heard it before. As long as what? As long as you keep the momentum flowing. That's when you're going to get it. We often say, and I've heard it said, so I know this is old hat. Revival is where the church should be repenting, praying through, getting together, settling our differences, binding together in unity. See, that's revival. Then the influx. Then people walk in. What would you do? The Bible says, not even my notes. The Bible says that Peter's shadow past people. We got healings. All the rest. What would you do? Somebody comes to church. Hey, everybody to church. Thanks for coming to Bay. I'm glad you're here. Well, anyhow, just stand up. Lift up your hands. Don't move inside. Yeah, lift up your hands. I said, okay, ready? God's going to finger the Holy Ghost. And we put our hands on her head and we pray. And what would you do? She started talking in tongues.
You stop that right now. You haven't even had a Bible study, okay? Just knock her off. What's your name again? Oh, no, it's not Mo. It's your man.
What would you do? Well, I'll tell you what, when the church is expecting, when the church is expecting, when the church is anticipating, when the church is on fire, when the church is together, when the Holy Ghost is in our midst, ladies and gentlemen, when the momentum keeps going, you better get in, you better get on, and you better get with it. Ready? Almost done. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12. Sometimes, you know, preachers, you learn this over time. Sometimes preachers don't know how to get into the message, and we get home, and our wives said you don't even know how to get out of it either. What? Come on, Wilson, give me an amen back there.
Amen.
You got it? You can't get into your message. Why don't you get out of it? We've been here 3 hours already. Don't you know it's almost 4 o'clock? You look at your cell phones, you better watch it. No. Matthew 11, verse 12, Jesus declared that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And it's through the power of momentum in this of our day that the violent will take it by force. Savannah, wrong time. So, from the day that you became endued with the power from on high through repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost infilling, what did I already tell you? You want to keep the momentum going? It's up to you. Ready? It is Jesus who declared through the book of Matthew, chapter 16, 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let's nail this down. Let's bring it home and let's wrap it up. Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said, no man having put his hand started moving as a pendulum began to swing, as the momentum had started to flow, looking back is fit for the kingdom of God, meaning you must keep on moving. You must, as a church, we've got to keep on growing. The momentum cannot, never should be able to get to the place where it slows nor stops. Finally, the way this is going to get done, and how it is that people in the church and those who want to come into the church and concerns to those looking for God and the church that has the momentum, is for you as a body of Christ to play, to seek God until you get it. It's easy. Stepping out of your comfort zone. Don't get personal on me. I will. Get out of your comfort zone. Taking every chance, every opportunity to witness, to be a witness, share the hope, the promise that lies within you to a lost and dying world where people in our day exist in their lives. They're in a drought where there's no rain, and the church of the blood-bought ones in possession of the promise are those who have got it all caught to keep that momentum going. Come to church with me and watch what happens to you as it happens to me. Keeping those things which have the power to hinder, try to cripple my momentum, the momentum of the body of Christ, right where they belong. Where? Under the blood, out of the way, under my foot. Stand. Let's stand. Today, I want you to know that among us are those that need to experience the power from on high. Right here today in this building are those who in their lives who need to be able to experience God's miraculous in and within their lives. In the city of Williams Lake, there needs to come an outpouring upon people of that life-sustaining, life-giving, and refreshing rain as God begins to pour it out. And the only way this is going to happen. All right, everybody. It's share time. Whether you got a left hand or a right hand, I want you to start doing this. Denisha, we act foolish in school. Let's act in church. Nevaeh, you want to work with me? Swing it! What are we doing? I don't know. Do you feel the Holy Ghost? I already feel the Holy Ghost. You know what we're doing? We're together. Sister. Oh, goodness, Brother Chad, don't hold the kids and get away with it, buddy. If your wife does it, so do you. I got him, Sister Rose. Anyhow, what are we doing? We got the momentum going. And as we get this momentum going, what I want you to do, I want you to think in your mind, who can I talk to? What do I need to do? Who needs prayer here today? And maybe the ladies or the ladies, you lift up your hand with the other hand that's not moving. Say, would you pray with me? Would you help me? I'm struggling right now. I need the Holy Ghost. You know what you can do, young lady? You guys can pray with the mayor right through the Holy Ghost today. Why? Because here we are, like a bunch of crazies, like the pastor told us. And we're doing the momentum thing. We're a bunch of pendulums. You know what I'm saying, buddy? How about it? It's time to pray. Find somebody to pray with. Talk to somebody.